If you'd stand, please, for the gospel reading for today. Thank you. The gospel reading comes from John 10, verses 1 through 10. I assure you, everyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold, rather than going through the gate, must surely be a thief and a robber. For a shepherd enters through the gate, and the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He will call his own sheep by name and leads them out. And after he has gathered his own flock, he will walk ahead of them, and they will follow him. They won't follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they don't recognize his voice. Those who heard Jesus used this illustration didn't understand what he meant. So he explained it to them. I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep, he said. All others who come before me were thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who came in through me will be saved. Wherever they go, they will find green pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But my purpose is to give life in all its fullness. Here ends the gospel for today. The word of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. You may be seated. Be present with us now as we contemplate your holy word. Touch us with your spirit so that we may come to understand more clearly your message to us, your people. Amen. I have a confession to make. My father was a pastor. Now, not only was he a pastor, but he was a pretty good one. And every week, Dad would spend hours in prayer and study preparing a sermon for the next Sunday's message to his congregation. He spent over 50 years preparing messages drawn from the scripture and life to help his people better understand God's love for them and for us. When he thought that God had reached him really well, he tucked that sermon into a special filing cabinet and saved his best stuff. So, when we were cleaning out my parents' house after my mom passed away, we came across this five file cabinet, which was filled with sermons, which Dad had prepared and filed according to the lectionary passages and special times of the church year. So, for devotions, Heather and I get to enjoy sermons prepared for the next week, prepared to help his people better understand the scripture for each Sunday. This message today is something that has been prepared faithfully by me and prayerfully by me for you. And thanks to my father's gift, it should be a good one. So let's begin. All of us are busy. Trying to establish the good life. Movies, television, paperbacks, dining out, sports, shopping, and of course daydreaming provide the opportunity to escape to a different time and space where we believe we can really enjoy ourselves. Be something special. Test and taste life as to its fullest. Jesus tells us in our starting text, in our text today, to watch out for strangers who stalk us with beguiling voices, promoting unchristian beliefs and lifestyles. Jesus predicted in John 3:19, people love darkness more than the light. And Apostle Paul counseled his young friend Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:3-4, for the time is coming when people will no longer listen to the right teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever they want to hear. They will reject the truth and follow strange myths. Jesus is confident that his followers will discern and follow him only. Jesus is a good shepherd. The verse 2 of our text says, the one who entered the gate is a shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear him, hear his voice, and come to him. Christ's credentials as our good shepherd are attested in the scriptures by his heavenly Father and by his own actions. As Jesus, at Jesus' transfiguration, Peter, James, and John heard a bright cloud that came over them and a voice that said in Matthew 17:5, this is my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with him. Listen to him. In John 14:31, Jesus declares, I do as the Father requires me. And what was that requirement? Well, Jesus answers that in John 10:15. And I laid down my life for the sheep, for us. In verse 3 to 5 of our text, Jesus says, he calls his own sheep by name. Own sheep by name. After he gathers his own flocks, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't recognize his voice. The calls, the pleading, the siren voices, the threats of strangers are ignored and unheeded. The Good Shepherd gently calls us by name. He calls you and me without threat or pulling. In John 10:14, he assures us, I know my own, and my own know me. In verse 27, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We know his voice from scriptural experience, from reading and studying the Gospels and the letters in the New Testament. How precious the instruction to our children in Sunday school to know Jesus as their faithful good shepherd, protector, and caretaker. In Luke 5:32, Jesus declares, I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And Apostle John is confident about the Good Shepherd, for in 1 John 2:1, he says, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the one who pleases God completely. He is the sacrifice for our sins. He takes away not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. We follow confidently, trustingly, His will toward us is a good will. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purposes. That's Romans 8:28. In times of sickness, pain, loneliness, disappointment, grief, his voice reassures us. I am the good shepherd. I know my own. Verse 7 through 10 concludes our text today. And here's what it is. So, he explained it to them. I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come through me will be saved. Wherever they go, they will find green pastures. The thief's purpose is to what? Steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness. Thieves and robbers, strangers, come from a foreign source, which is associated with darkness and death, along with their agent, the devil. Martin Luther understood the issue clearly, and he wrote, "For it may be that you will have your bit of bread under a good government, and then the devil will set a snare for you in your security and presumption, so that you will no longer trust and give place to the word of God as much as you did before." That is why Christ says, "My sheep not only hear me, they also obey and follow me." They increase daily in faith through hearing the word of God and the right and protection and perfect use of the blessed sacraments. Martin Luther. Jesus tells us clearly in Matthew 7, 15 and 16, "Beware of false prophets who come disguised as helpless sheep, but are really wolves that will tear you apart. You will know them by their fruits. Good tree, good fruits. Bad tree, bad fruits." Again, Apostle John knew from his experience the treachery of false teachers. In 1 John chapter 4, 1 and 2, we read, "Dear friends, do not believe everybody that claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the spirit they have is coming from God. For there are many false prophets in this world. This is the way to find out if they have the Spirit of God. If a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ became a human being, that person has the Spirit of God. Jesus is the true and only good shepherd. He is the gate, the way into the kingdom of heaven. That excludes Peter and Paul and John and Virgin Mary and the Pope and Gandhi and Buddha and me and your aunt that makes the best pie ever. Certainly, we are reminded of this by Jesus, whose words said, 'I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" Well, what do we want? What kind of life will the next half century give us and our children and grandchildren? Most of us will be likely to include health, security, a successful career, and a stable and happy family, and let's throw in a world at peace, and a time for pleasure. None of us would risk less than those we love, but God wants more for us. He gave us God and each other. In verse 10 of our text, Jesus declares, "I came that they may have life and have it to the fullest." Everything else is uncertain. Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection did two things. Number one, it sets us free from slavery to Satan and self. And the second thing, it opens wide the gate to our Heavenly Father. Our lives are made full through the limitless grace of God in Christ Jesus. "I came that you may have life and have it to the fullest." Jesus is our good shepherd. Amen.